This is Jay Koshy serving as a Christian chaplain at Syracuse University and also the founder of Bridge Student Ministries as your pastor for the day. So today I'm going to be talking to you about the parable of the talents that Jesus gave. And I'll be reading first from Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So here we see a few points that I want to focus on. One is, you know, the master is representing God, right? And we are like these servants. Each one of us receive talents or gifts from God. Like, what are our talents? What are our gifts? What are the things that God has granted us to do? And notice that there are different gifts, right? One servant received 5 talents, one received 2 talents, one received 1 talent. The one key thing is that we have to take whatever we have and use it for God's glory. I know so often, as I work with students and others, you know, they feel that they don't have the gifts of someone else, and so they just bury what they do have. They think that's not enough. And that, as we see from this parable, is not what God wants us to do. Whatever we have, we should use it for God's glory. The thing is that notice the servant who had 2 talents, he used that. He didn't look at the servant who had the 5 talents, but the one who had 2 talents, he used it, he multiplied it, and when the master came, he was happy, and he blessed that servant. And that servant then was rewarded. However, the servant who took what the master gave him and he buried it, he gave all that talent back. He didn't like get rid of it, but he didn't really use it and multiply it. And what did the master say to that servant? It was like, you wicked servant. See, we don't want to hear God say that to us when our time here is over. Let us use whatever talents and whatever gifts God has given us for his glory. You know, you never know how those gifts and those talents, when you use it, how they're going to be multiplied. That's another thing. If you use it, it can be multiplied. But if you just bury it, it's not going to grow. May God bless you and enable you to use whatever talents and gifts you have for his glory. This is Jay Koshy, your pastor for the day.